This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because, together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio. This is the first hour of six right here on KCBQ, where you can download the free app. You can listen on any podcast. And this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. One of the very few dealerships out there that will not, I repeat, not mark up any of the vehicles that they have for sale. And that's huge because their markups are anywhere from 20 to 40 to 60 to 70% markup. Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram will not do that. They're at 2329 U.S. Highway 86 right there in El Centro. Parts department understands the weekend wheeling needs, and guess what? They're open not only Saturday but Sunday. So if you need a part, 888-900-2804. Open all season for all your Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram parts. Check them out in El Centro, Imperial Valley. Go to www.ivcdjr.com. And Alpha Site Logistics, if you're doing an event or a project or something out there and you need to folks out there want you to have special equipment like hand wash trailers, shade trailers, wash stations, portable toilets, dumpsters, or a whole lot more, then guess what? You've got them covered with Alpha Site Logistics. They've been out there for more years, like over 20. So you can call them at 760-352-8383 and ask for a quote today. And thank them for sponsoring SDORC Dirt Radio. Well, unbeknownst to me, Audrey broke her rule of not going to the desert. She went anyway. So I have a call into her doctor. She will be quarantined, and she will be shot up with some numbing agent, which won't allow her to walk, talk, or chew gum. So we have Ed.
No, I got my TENS unit.
You got no release to go to the desert.
Well, I'm not allowed to off-road. I'm not allowed to wheel.
Well,
but I can still drive, and I can drive here and park, and I can sit at camp, which is what I did, and I enjoyed it very much.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You've been wheeling. I've got video.
Oh, God, no. I can handle it. I wouldn't be able to walk for the next week. I wouldn't be able to move.
You don't care.
I do, though.
You're a wheeler.
I do. Right. I know. My cousin Cam's out here. He can barely move right now.
Yeah.
His back just went out.
Did you see that video I sent you? Or that photo?
No.
I can't remember how I sent it. I was going to show it to Ed. It's like five side-by-sides all piled up on top of one another out in the desert.
Oh.
All in one area. They all just came over hills. And I can't remember.
Well, if it's the same group, then I can say that they're riding too close and they're riding too fast. They came over that hill too.
Yeah. Take a look at Instagram. I think it might have been Instagram. Do you have Instagram? I found you, but I don't know if you have it.
Yeah, I have Instagram.
All right, we'll look.
So I want to announce we have somebody on air with us. We have a guest with us on air right now that we are going to be joining us next weekend in Ocotillo Wells.
Yeah.
Save and Hoosier, the recreation area for our cleanup. Adam, say hi.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Hey, Adam,
how's it going? And
doing great.
So you're our mystery guest because I don't know who you are, but I think Ed might and Audrey might.
I know who Adam.
Audrey is. Doesn't share, but that's okay. I'm just the host. And what do you do?
All the more. all the more reason for you to ask him and say, "Hey, Adam, who are you? And what is it that you do?"
You're such a little
So I run a nonprofit called Clean Desert. We put on desert cleanups all across Southern California to try to help keep our lands clean and obviously open, so everyone can have a great time out there.
Well, how come you've never been to KUSI to promote your event? I bet Audrey didn't share that we do local TV, and it's mainly for East County and, well, San Diego County, actually, but it'd be a great opportunity for you to bring some vehicles out to promote your next your next cleanup.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we focused a lot up in the high desert for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And within this last year, we're now focusing and helping out the lower desert. We have property out in Ocotillo Wells. We spend a lot of time out there.
Good.
In fact, I just got home from the desert. And so we're trying to help out those areas and really excited to join forces with Audrey and her team and make a big impact out there.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So it's a nonprofit. So, you know, do you have a website or a way to people that could go on, take a look and possibly donate services or funds?
Yeah, absolutely. Cleandesert.org. Desert spelled with a Z. Or you can look us up on Instagram, where we do most of our social media, just as Clean Desert.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram, and we do a lot of promotional stuff through there, and really try to get our big focus is getting kind of some of the younger crowds, the kids with pre-earners and race trucks, because that's kind of what our background is. So we've done a pretty good job of kind of focusing with those guys and getting quite big turnouts at our events.
How long have you been doing it?
Officially, we started in 2006. We went from 2006 to 2010 and then took a few years off, and we decided 2019 was a good opportunity to come back and revive something that I thought was, you know, pretty important to everyone. And so we've been functioning for the last couple years again.
So someone that's, you know, knee deep in all of this, have you noticed the trash is diminishing or is it increasing?
That's a great question. It kind of depends on the locations that we're cleaning up. I would say we did, you know, through COVID, we found a lot of people recreating out in the desert that were probably first-time users of the desert and probably didn't understand how important it was to keep areas clean.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of seen a transition in some of the trash that we've been finding. Unfortunately, I'd say, though, or I should say fortunately, most of the off-roaders are fairly clean. They do a pretty decent job. Some of the stuff that we find up in the high desert is not necessarily recreational trash. It's illegal dumping, which is, you know, pretty sad to see. But from the time I spend down in Ocotillo Wells and such, we don't seem to have as much of that issue.
In their defense, I was at the city dump the other day with a little Toyota 4x4, so you know the bed's not that big. $75.
Oh my God.
And it was
punish you for doing the right thing.
And it was all green. It wasn't even car parts, trash cans, or furniture. It was all green, and it was $75.
Because you can dump greens at Miramar Landfill for free.
Well, that's not what the lady told me when she took the money.
Well, were you at Miramar?
Yeah. Actually, I take that back. I was at Santee.
Okay.
But to be the fact of the matter, and so we need to work on that, you know, to make it where it's not costing you an arm and a leg to go to the dump. And I think that's why people, you know, dump where they dump, because they don't want to spend the money. I see people in other people's dumpsters all day long. But be that as it may, I think it's a great project. I'm sure you're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, we do, and, you know, our last couple events, we've had upwards of 300 to 400 volunteers.
Wow.
We really try to make it fun. I think, you know, for cleanups, one of the difficult things, a lot of people think it's, like, going to be really hard work, it's going to be difficult, and what we've really tried to do is change the mantra of that is, you know, go out and have fun. There's, you know, hundreds of people that show up. If you're into motorsports, whether it's side-by-sides or trucks or dirt bikes,
mm-hmm.
there's likely going to be a lot of people out there with the same similar vehicles. And so you can go on runs with them, go out, and as you're using your vehicles, clean up some trash and have a good time. And so that's really helped our cause quite a bit, is that, you know, people spend, our events are from 8 to noon typically, but they're out having fun, and it's not really work at the end of the day. And they're with, you know, great people that are like-minded. And so, you know, it's a day that you're out with your family just having a good time.
Right.
And it's never really hard work.
Tell you what, can you stick with us another segment?
Sure.
All right. So let's get down into the nitty-gritty. If somebody was to come out to one of your events, first off, how do they find out where you're at, when you are, and then what are they going to see when they go out there? Because when you say fun, that will be a draw just about for anybody. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Fire and Ice and Air Conditioning. The Ashley family is in lovely Lakeside. Call them at 1-800-400-FIRE-3473 or go to fireandicehvac.com. They've been doing this since 1983, and if you're looking for a great family-owned business that cares about you, these folks are it. From Oceanside, Escondido to Julian, they will come to you. They don't charge fuel services. They don't charge trip charges. And they'll even take a look at whatever you have as a second opinion from another company. And they give discounts to seniors and military. 1-800-400-FIRE-3473 or go to fireandicehvac.com. And Wayne Miller Tired, everything from a golf cart tire to a semi tire. But guess what? Wayne has decided to upgrade the shop. They do alignments, brakes, shocks, suspension, transmit, you name it. If it's on a vehicle, they'll work on it. That's Wayne Miller Tire, 619-596-2900. All right, we have a special guest on the line. I didn't write his name down.
Adam from Clean Desert.
All right. So, Adam, if someone was coming out to one of your events and they never been and they're total rookies, what are some of the processes and what do you supply to them to help with the cleanup? And then tell about these great raffles.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, you can find any of our info, again, on our website, cleandesert.org. So we do initial sign-ups in the morning where everyone typically walks away with either a free event shirt, koozie stickers. Our whole mantra really is to give back to the people that are volunteering. And so you sign up in the morning. We have loaner tools from trash grabbers to rolling magnets, gloves, trash bags for everyone that shows up. And then we kind of let everyone set off and do their thing for the next 4 hours. Our raffle is very much set up that as you bring trash back to the dumpsters, you get raffle tickets. So the harder you work, the more rewarded you get. We always end up doing a large barbecue lunch for all of our volunteers. So they're well fed. They have waters throughout the day. So as far as what they need to bring is either a truck or a vehicle or a toy to go have fun and then just start cleaning up. As soon as lunch is over, then we basically have that raffle. So we just finished our last event in October. We had about $25,000 worth of raffle prizes.
Whoa.
Wow. From some of the largest off-road companies in the industry, which is really good because we have great support from a lot of our sponsors, like Total Chaos and Camberg and Falcon Tires, Black Widow Exhaust. They all want to join in and help out where they can because, you know, without keeping these deserts clean, they don't have businesses. If the deserts close down, it's a huge impact to them. So they love to throw in some really big raffle prizes for our volunteers. And so this last event, I think our raffle was like an hour and a half to 2 hours long, and almost everyone walks away with something at the end of the day. So,
wow.
You know, nice. It's hard to not have a good time when You get to use your vehicles. You get to walk away with free stuff, a full belly, and again, just meet like-minded people that are great.
Yeah, and some good off-roading. And so now you're kind of moving down to the southern end of the desert. So are you going to be down in the Ocotillo, Borrego Springs area for a while?
Yeah, so we have an event with Audrey and Ed next weekend, which we're really excited to partner up with them, kind of learn the ropes from, you know, what some other companies are doing as well. President's Day, we'll be doing another event in Ocotillo Wells area. And so for us, because we're still a pretty small company, we'll only be really doing probably one large event up in the high desert and one event in the low desert each year. But then really trying to help out and promote some of the other events that are happening because we have a pretty big reach on social media as well as, you know, getting help from our sponsors. I really want to give back to a lot of these other companies like San Diego Off-Road Coalition that are doing such great work out there and really see what we can all do together.
I totally agree. And, you know, as a group, we can do so much more than an individual. And it takes somebody, like off air, Ed was saying, when it comes to putting this thing together, you guys have totally got it figured out. What with corporate sponsorships and getting the people there and all the equipment, and you make it a fun event. So you guys, like you said, you got it figured out, and all the other groups that are trying to do the same thing really need to utilize your services.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're all in it together.
Right.
Everyone's so great. And we're all just trying to make sure that our kids can use the desert in the future. So there's really no downside to helping each other and joining causes and doing something really big for everyone.
No, I totally, totally agree. And so I guess the more trash you pick up, the more raffle tickets you get. And the more raffle tickets you get, the better chances of you winning some, sounds like some pretty cool prizes.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we try to do stuff that we think everyone's going to be excited about. Camberg Off-Road at our last event donated a full floater housing. It was like a $1,500 housing.
Wow.
We've had roofs and panels from trophy trucks, from Andy McMillan to People's Racing, to Justin Lofton. They all love donating stuff, and it's, a lot of this is, you know, items that are really hard to come by typically. And again, we're targeting, you know, the younger generation that may not be able to afford some of these parts. And so it's neat that you can spend a couple hours and maybe get an intercom from PCI or something that maybe you couldn't afford.
Sure.
Prior to the event.
That's because off-roaders put all their money in their toys. They don't have enough money for the accessories that they need. And sounds like the stuff you're talking about, a lot of it's safety geared, you know, which is awesome.
Yeah, certainly. And then one of the things that we've really been trying to focus on the last couple of years is raffles for kids. And so every kid that comes out walks away with Hot Wheels and raffle prizes. So we've been doing a lot of RC cars and RC airplanes because it's important for us, or it's really important for everyone that, you know, if your kids are out there having a good time, they're going to want to come back. And then it teaches the next generation the importance of keeping the deserts clean.
I totally 100% agree. Ed, do you have anything?
Oh, my God. These cleanups are so important. The land managers just get tired of finding trash in their areas and spending money to take it out of there. So when groups like Clean Desert and our group organize these cleanups, it makes it a lot easier for the managers to keep these areas open. And when you make it fun, like Adam does with Clean Desert, it just gets more people out there. And well, having these raffles,
yeah, it's just a bonus. It's a bonus. So Adam, does the Border Patrol and the park rangers, I'm sure they look at you in a very positive light, which, on a back note, it helps keep the deserts open when government knows that the enthusiasts are doing everything humanly possible to keep the areas pristine so there's no reason to close the area.
Yeah, absolutely. California State Parks actually approached us last year and said, hey, you know, we have some issues getting volunteers out at the events. We've seen what you've done. Would you be interested in helping? And that's actually why we started doing the event this year down in Octia Wells, and where we'll continue, because it benefits them and it helps out. But even on the backside, you know, a lot of people don't understand, but a little bit of communication with the park rangers and letting them know that picking up trash is important and cleaning goes a long way with them. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that, you know, our partnership has grown off that over the years. We typically always ask rangers when we see them for a trash bag, and it usually strikes up a great conversation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lets them know that the off-roaders are really there to support them as well.
Right. And you're right. That's, you kind of hit it right on the head. You know, they've asked for volunteers and nobody shows up. You ask for volunteers and there's more than you can deal with, which tells me that relationship between the off-road community and the park rangers needs to be worked on.
Well, it's great to have Adam filling that gap.
Yeah, and Adam's filling the gap with his team. And you know, it's better just to do than to complain. So if we go out there, keep cleaning, keep organizing, and, you know, show that the park rangers, because they're just the instrument to what the government wants them to do. They're just like a police officer. You know, I mean, they don't have a whole lot of choice. They've got rules and regulations they have to abide by and make sure we do the same. But it'd be nice. I was talking to a captain of a police captain this morning, and I told her we need to bring beat cops back, you know, that walk the streets, you know, that builds relationships with families. And, you know, I know not Border Patrol, but the park rangers do the same. They just don't have enough park rangers to go around. That's all.
Yeah.
What the heck was that?
That was Audrey.
Is that a desert mouse? That sounds like a desert mouse.
I'm being quiet over here, just listening.
I know. Sound like a
I've
desert mouse.
I've never had Audrey so quiet in a show.
I didn't either. I figured she was out four wheeling.
I wish. I really, really wish.
It's like going to the bakery and say, I'll never eat a donut again.
I'm only having one. I'm out at Superstition. I'm right next to the bombing range and right next to our beautiful reflectors on the fence line sitting here.
Will you get me a picture of a reflector at night? Are you staying tonight?
Yeah, we'll be staying tonight and going tomorrow.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah. Please get me a couple pictures of the reflectors with some lights against them.
I will.
Yeah, because we should use those.
Because I'm making a report to Yamaha, who gave us a grant last year.
So, Adam, last go to break, clean deserts. We're going to be out next weekend at Ocotillo Wells at the Truck Haven side at the 4x4 off course. We'll be there 8 of trash. We'll feed you 12-1 with the raffle. It's not going to be as big of a raffle as what Clean Desert usually does. It's going to be much smaller. Hopefully we get a bunch of people, but I think, you know, 100, 150 people out there is what I'm thinking. So hopefully, you know, send us an email. Let us know if you're coming. We'll have food for you. Reach out to us, info@surc.org, cleandesert.org. We'll have Desert Cleanse Project out there to help us trailer the trash from where we're going to be at the 4x4 obstacle course back over to the dumpster on Holly Road. It'll be a good time next week, and I'm looking forward to seeing Adam in person again.
Yeah, thank you guys for including us in it. Like I said, anything we can ever do to help anybody out, that's really what we're here for. Is we're a giant team, and we're going to make the desert cleaner and a better place for everyone.
Right. Hey, Adam, before I let you go, give that website out one more time.
It's clean-desert, spelled with a Z, .org.
All right, buddy. Always good chatting with you. Audrey, don't ever go again without telling Dad.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Adam, I'll see you next week.
We look forward to it, my friend.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
You too. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Primary Residential Mortgage, PRMI Mortgage. Boy, I tell you, Chris is the best when it comes to mortgages, reverse mortgages, VA loans, refis, you name it. Chris could help you with it. He's got more years than I care to admit to talk about it. He'll look at your situation, and if it'll make sense to do whatever, he'll do it. If not, like me, I wanted to do a reverse mortgage, and he said, nope, just keep doing what you're doing, and you'll be fine, because I do make extra payments to my house payment. He goes, no, there's no sense, because when you do a reverse mortgage, you know, then some way, somehow, that money's got to go back. So check him out, Primary Residential Mortgage, PRMImortgage.com. Or you can just call them at 619-722-1303. And do us a favor and tell them thanks for sponsoring SDORC Dirt Radio. And SNS Off-Road Magazine. Go to SSORMAG.com, SSORGMAG.com. Steve and Sherry, they've been doing this for way more years than I care to admit. San Diego off-roaders love it. It's since 1982. So anything you need, it's on digital, which is bigger, larger. You got stories written by like Ed Stoven. You got classifieds. You got events. You got, you name it. There's so much on that site. I mean, it'd take us all day to talk about it. Just go to SSORMAG.com. All right, what else you got?
So we're going to talk a little bit about off-road safety and training. So the state of Utah has taken a step ahead of us. As you know, last summer, Audrey and I went up to Sacramento for a meeting about side-by-side safety, that there's been a lot of high-profile, terrible, tragic accidents with side-by-sides, and there's pressure to do something about it. So what do we do about it? So we're talking about training. Is it mandatory? Is it going to be optional? There's a lot of moving parts in this. And so we also spoke about Utah in previous shows where they had problems at Moab. And they had people who are maybe not seasoned off-roaders who have not been in the game a long time. Doing things that they shouldn't do, having loud exhaust pipes and driving through the streets and going off trail places they shouldn't go. There's been a lot of trouble. So Utah kind of surprised me, and they passed a bill requiring training for all off-road vehicle operators. This includes motorcycles, side-by-sides, ATVs, and four-wheel drives. It's pretty much the whole gamut. It was House Bill 180, and they're requiring an online course be taken. I think it costs $35, and you need to take a course for each of those four different types of off-roading. So it's possible you can get four different certifications. And I'm not totally against it. In our group of people, I don't know, people don't want to be told what to do. And I get it. The seasoned off-roaders don't want to be required to get training, but there's so many new people in off-roading recently, and I never would have saw this coming. There's so many new people riding side-by-sides. Audrey, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Because we had that side-by-side summit, safety summit in Sacramento, and Audrey did something that was kind of brave and I didn't see it coming. She stood up and she said, there should be training for every kind of off-road vehicle that's operated in the desert. And it should be separate, and it should be like a hunting card where you have, in hunting, you get signed off for each type of animal that you want to hunt. And for off-road,
you have to buy different tags.
I'm sorry?
You have to purchase different tags.
Oh,
so if you're going to go deer hunting, if you're going to go elk hunting, if you're limited to what you can do, but you have to purchase a tag for it. The part of purchasing the tag is you have to have the hunter safety required to go along with it. And you have to pass the hunter safety to be able to buy the tag. I want the same exact thing for off-roaders. And more than that, I want it to go in even deeper, just like how Utah said for each of the different vehicles. I would like the different vehicles, and I would like the different environments. So snow as opposed to sand, as opposed to just hard-packed desert, you know, and trail riding.
You know, there's forest,
yeah, forest
in
and trail riding.
So
exactly.
Audrey, in hunting, is there a difference between training for, say, bird hunting and for deer hunting? Is it one kind of training, or is that different?
It depends on the state and the regulation, but there is different training. In California, it's the same training. In California, it's the hunter safety guide. It's the same training, and the training is about the guns and the different guns that you're going to be utilizing. So it's one training guide in the state of California, and it's knowing the different guns, and you're going to be tested on it. So it would be, you know, for us, it would be the off-roader's card. It would be knowing all the different bikes and all the different environments and being able to pass a test for knowing how to operate your vehicle, how you would react in that type of situation. What would you do? You know, do you, if you're on a dirt bike, do you put your foot down when you're in a turn? Do you, you know, do you keep your foot up? If you're going uphill, you know, and you can't make it to the top and you stall out, how do you then get your vehicle, your quad, back down the hill in a safe manner? You know, what
That's
would you do? And, you know, give the options, the, you know, multiple choice options.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the a portion of the legislation. So this was a House, Utah House Bill 180. And it says online course required for all operators age 18 and over. It says the course must contain education concerning the importance of gates and fences used in agriculture and how to properly close a gate. So they cover a lot of different stuff. Now, I don't know if you guys have traveled in Mexico. I've done these long trips in Mexico, and you go down a dirt road and there's a barbed wire fence gate. And there's a post on each side, and it's not what we would consider a straight post. It's just a piece of, came from a tree, all wobbly. And the barbed wire goes across it. So you park and you unhook the top and move it over and drive through. I didn't know there was a lot of that in Utah, but I guess there is.
Yeah, and Nevada.
And Nevada too. So I guess it's out there. I haven't traveled cross country in those states. But I intend to. So I hope they go through all the different stuff. I'm going to take the class as soon as it comes online. I understand it's going to come online December 1st. We'll be able to do that. So not too long after that, I expect to. And we can talk about how that is. And we can sort of pick it apart too. Audrey, we can see, you know, well, we like this part, but maybe this part isn't necessary.
Yeah, I see that it's linked to their Utah non-resident OHV sticker. So you can go to the state website and you can get the non-OHV sticker. And then if you're a non-Utah user, you are still going to be required to get this card as well, or the certification as well. So you not only have your out of state sticker or fee that you have to pay, but you'll have your safety fee that you have to pay as well.
And I don't really understand how you show it. Is it going to be something in your wallet or something you stick to the vehicle? I guess we'll learn as we take the class. But for sure, California is going to be getting some kind of training. I don't know if it will be voluntary or mandatory. I don't know if it'll be one kind for all vehicles or if there'll be different types for different vehicles. But I do understand that Audrey and I will have a say. You know, we will be communicating with the people that devised this, and we'll try to figure out what's best for everybody. Dave's showing me videos of side-by-sides.
Well, Eileen Stafford, who races NHRA, I guess she's out at the desert this weekend, and that place is packed.
There's a lot of people at the dunes. We're at the top of some mountain. Yeah, this is the biggest weekend of the year out there.
Man, there's thousands and thousands of off-roaders out
there's
there.
There's a lot of stuff, a lot of vehicles, a lot of
what
people
is that?
Out there.
What is that thing?
I don't know.
It's a big, tall, looks like it's got a solar panel on top to light up a American flag, but man, it's...
I was out there Wednesday night till yesterday. I came home out south of Ocotillo Wells. I saw a new fence out there I didn't like. I'm not sure if there's anything I can do about it. Using the Avenza app, I can determine that it was surrounding private property.
Oh, it was.
So, I mean, I hate fences out there, but I also respect private property rights. If you own that land, you're paying property tax on it.
You deserve to rope it off.
You want to rope it off? It's
okay.
That
was out Split Mountain?
Yeah, a few miles down Split Mountain and then east a couple miles. There's two things going on out there. There looks like it's a solar installation going on where they scraped a big area, put a big fence around it. But there's another area that's marked off in it. I think that might be mitigation for the solar project. I'm not exactly sure. But get this, Audrey. Mm-hmm. This is going to be fun. It looks like the fence is slightly on the BLM land by maybe 50 or 100 feet. So I'll be sharing that with Neil and see if they have to move that fence over. That would be funny.
Yeah.
All right. It looks like, according to the clock, we're getting near.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, but when we come back, I want to get back into that area and talk about those train tracks.
All right. Right here on SGORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to SGORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Ooh, the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. Boy, Audrey was so sweet. She stopped by the butcher shop on the way to radio last Sunday, picked Ed and I up a couple of gourmet sandwiches. I am here to tell you, folks, you got to check them out. They're in North Park and La Costa. They're owned and operated by the Trust Restaurant Group. The Wise Ox is not only your classic meat shop, it's a deli, a wine shop, a pantry as well. And it's all the parts and pieces that make up their award-winning restaurant group, available for you to enjoy at home. It's a shop that highlights premium beef, heritage pork, free-range chicken, my mouth is watering, and all the painstakingly sourced by their expert chefs and butcher. The Wise Ox Butcher Shop in North Parks at 2855 El Cajon Boulevard, Suite 1. Definitely stop by, check them out, and thank them for sponsoring our show. And oh my goodness, thank them first before you eat, because then you're going to want to take a nap.
It's good food, I tell you.
All right, so Audrey is out in the desert today, and you wanted to touch back on a topic that Ed was on?
Yeah, so... camped down by Split Mountain Road. Split Mountain Road is one of the United States' largest gypsum mines, run by the United States Gypsum Company. Back in September, we had some really good rain, if you remember, and it flooded the desert everywhere out here. It looks like a pretty good bloom out here right now. There's flowers everywhere because of how much rain we got. Well, when that happened, out off the 8 freeway at Plaster City, the train runs from Plaster City to Ocotillo Wells. Its tracks got a little messed up. Some of the pylons got messed up, and it's taken them the last couple months to get it fixed. Well, that gypsum mine supplies, gypsum drywall, basically, to half the United States. And they, they typically run 3 times a day, 7 days a week out there. And since it's been down for 2.5 months, they've got some time to make up. So they're going to be running that train a little bit more frequently. This weekend especially was the weekend you could see it out there. I know that the train ran quite a few times. My brother said that he counted 5 trips of the train. So
you're basically saying this for a safety reason, correct?
Yes, correct. Because at the end of Split Mountain Road, basically right there, it's Bureau of Land Management land. There's Big Wash. But a lot of people set up right there, especially on, this big Thanksgiving weekend where it's packed at the desert. And they like to shoot up against that hillside. And some people actually will sit their vehicle on the track and put their table up just on the outside because, you know, it's a nice little hill. So they put their vehicle on the track and then they set their table up just on the front of it and then they shoot at the hill where they set their targets and stuff. It's extremely unsafe to do that. Preferably you'll stay on our side of the train track and not up against the hill and don't risk your life and put yourself in that danger. You know, walk over across the track, set up your targets, put tarps down so you clean up your trash and take your trash back with you. But, you know, be respectful. Stay on our side of the tracks. Don't block the train. It's actually becoming an issue. And then, you know, unfortunately with weekends like this big weekend, you get, you know, a family that's camped right there on the dry lake, you know, they go over to go shoot, you know, 100 yards from their base, you know, their camp, and, you know, he's just sitting there drinking. They get a little belligerent with the train operator. You know, it's been an issue. Rangers have had to have been called before. And so we really just need people to be respectful. Not get the area shut down, not have us have more rangers go over there, you know, not be an a-hole, be respectful, you know, stay off the train tracks, be aware of your surroundings and what's going on there, and just, you know, realize what happened and that train's going to be running more frequently now for at least the next month or two till they get caught up.
Well, and remember, you got to remember the train was there first. I mean,
it's their property, they own it.
Yeah. How would you like me to come to your house, back my truck up on your front lawn, break out the lawn chairs, break out a barbecue and not even ask permission, and then when I'm all done just leave all the trash and everything on your front lawn? That's how people need to look at this. Imagine if it was happening to you. And I'd bring extra trash.
So last year, some people set up right on the train tracks, and they actually stopped the train.
I wouldn't have stopped. And, I would have put it in third gear and hammered it.
Step on it. Well, they called the sheriff and took care of those guys. So don't go blocking the train. We don't want to have to call the sheriff and make trouble.
No, because you never know. I might be behind the wheel of that train.
Somebody like Dave could be driving that train.
And I'll flatten you as sure as looking at you. Your gear, anyway.
I mean, well, it gives our opposition
the reason to shut us down.
It gives them the opportunity, you know, right there you have, you know, just past that you have Anza Borrego, you know, you've got Fish Creek right there. Just in from that, we've already got what was shut down from people being, you know, 2 years ago from people being a-holes in Sand Canyon, you know, so... It's you have to be respectful, be aware of your surroundings, know what's going on, follow the rules, you know, and
Audrey's
don't
right.
Be an idiot.
That bad behavior out there is how we lose rights. So we have a couple of minutes. I got a couple other things. We've talked about the 30-30 California initiative that they want to protect, and that's people in the state. They want to protect 30% of the state's water and land by the year 30-30. So I got in contact with a person, and I've made a few phone calls, and I've had some emails ignored. And I'm trying to find out two things. One is which land is actually being protected, and two, what is their criteria for deciding how land is protected? And so I got the right map that shows what's currently protected. And from what I can tell, it's mostly just wilderness, state and federal wilderness out there. And I'm only concentrating on San Diego and Imperial counties. The land that's closed, that is definitely land that is protected. But I see a lot of other land that should count as protected that is not being counted. And I'm kind of wondering why. And some of it, well, I mean, maybe the agency could do something and develop it. But some of that land, like, there's no way it could get developed. Like, I don't know how they could do anything. It's, as far as I'm concerned, it's protected. So I'm going to keep on leaning on them. I want to know what their criteria is and work with that. The other thing I want to talk about is the Joshua tree. So there's millions of those trees in California. and it's the Western Joshua tree. Apparently, they're trying to make it into two species. I don't think it is two species. I think it's just one, but they're working on the Western Joshua tree. They're trying to make it an endangered species in California. They failed on the federal side, so they're trying to do it on the state side. This is the Center for Biological Diversity, people who give agencies an awful lot of trouble. So it was voted on a few months ago at a Fish and Game Commission meeting whether or not to list it as endangered, and it was a tie. It was a 2-2 commissioner tie. So there's four commissioners. Well, there's supposed to be five commissioners, but they have a seat to fill. So the governor filled the seat a week before the October commission meeting, and the commissioner decided not to address the issue because he hasn't had time to review all the information.
Makes good sense. At least that's an intelligent way to look at it.
So
yeah, okay.
It's still on the table. I think the next meeting will probably be in January, and we'll keep following this subject.
See how it goes. Well, you know, and you really have to keep your ear to the ground on stuff like this because, man, if not, it'll slip right through and then it's too late.
Exactly.
Well, and if it gets listed, I mean, that could potentially affect half the Mojave Desert, could potentially be closed down for the protected plant.
Well, don't forget, most of it is BLM, which is federal. So this would be a state listing. It won't affect federal land, only state, county, city, and private.
Yeah, but if one gets passed, you know, the next, then
they
can go
after. It'll make it easier to do the other.
The other one.
Yeah. Right. So we're keeping an eye on it.
All right. Well, hey, go out for a walk in the sand.
All right. Have fun out there, Audrey.
And are you coming back next week?
Well, at the 4x4. Well, only on Saturday. It's going to be a day trip. The 4x4 obstacle course off the 22.
All right.
We'll hope to see you out there.
All right. Be there, be square. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. You've just been listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.